Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Penn State Nittany Lions season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog. Make sure you head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a free $25. Yes, you can use the free $25 to enter their Best Ball Mania 2. First place in Best Ball Mania 2 gets $1 million. That's right. Sign up now for a free shot at $1 million. Drafts are happening constantly, and it's not just NFL. They also have NBA, MLB, and more. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1 million. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, of course. Don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo-wee. Welcome. Welcome to the College Football Experience Penn State Nittany Lions season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Don D. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Yeah, buddy.
And I'm joined
gobble.
By my co-host. Former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi,
buddy. And we're talking Penn State football. And I think last year's an outlier.
Yeah.
Could they be the team? This has been the team that kind of fucks with Ohio State the most, Patty C. So let me ask you this.
Yeah,
I think there is. I think there is a chance because I think this team flying under the radar. This is the Penn State Nittany Lions. All right, Kerry Collins, Todd Blackledge, Tony Sacka, Wally Richardson, Mike McQuarrie. Maybe I shouldn't mention that one.
Hello.
Then you got just a rich tradition. Shane Conlin. Courtney Brown, LeVar Arrington, just go on and on and on. And last year, Patty C, they outgained a lot of their opponents they lost to. I think this team is better than what the media thinks. I think James Franklin is a elite head coach. And I think if there's a team flying under the radar in college football, I think there's a few, but I think you'd be hard pressed not to mention the Penn State Nittany Lions. We saw it not that long ago. They won the Big Ten. Now they didn't get the playoff invite because the playoffs are a fucking joke. But I mean, the Invitational is a joke. But they have won a Big Ten championship in the past few years.
They have. Is Penn State the second best team in this conference from a potential standpoint? From
on the field
and on the
if
field,
if you got standpoint? Rid of divisions,
yeah,
I believe they are.
Well, we will find out week one, won't we?
We're gonna get there in a second.
Yeah,
but in steps in what Mike Yurich?
Yep,
new OC. They're going through offensive coordinators, Patty C.
Left and right.
I mean, they're seriously going through some OCs left and right. So last year was a crazy year, though. You had all these opt-outs.
Yeah.
You had an offense that actually, like, they should have beat Indiana. They should have beat Nebraska. Yes, they laid an egg against a Maryland, but I think this team is better than what people. Another thing is the opt-outs. Like last second, I think that was huge for a lot of this. I'm bullish on this team this year. Now you look at this team, Patty. See, Sean Clifford is back, and their run game is back. And not only that, I mean, first off, I guess I should key in on who they brought in via the transfer portal, because I think that could be key, adding some depth to this team here.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, they brought in AJ Lighton, safety from Florida State. They brought in. I think this was a Duke defensive lineman that I think might start, Derek Tangelo. I don't think he's going to start actually, but he could. They brought in a Temple defensive lineman and Arnold Ibikiti.
I'm seeing Tangelo projected as a starter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know he was solid at Duke. That's why I thought potentially cornerback John Dixon from South Carolina. But John Lovett from Baylor, this guy was a good running back at Baylor. So now you mix Lovett with Ford, and you have two capable running backs. I think Noah Kane. Also, you have three. You really have a deep backfield. I think you even Kevon Lee. You have a really good talented backfield. I believe.
No, I will say the yards per rush leave something to be desired among returning rushers. Obviously, Sean Clifford can't really count him, but he is their second leading rusher at 3.4 yards per rush. No one eclipsing the 5 yards per carry mark there. So the offense kind of a little bit bogged down. But like you said, Yurich in his 1 year at Texas took them from the 14th scoring offense to the 7th scoring offense in the country. So a nice improvement. Obviously, having a quarterback coming back with multiple years of experience like they had helps. But that's what he gets at Penn State.
Well, so. I like the receiving core, man. I mean, yes, you're breaking in a new tight end in Brenton Strange, but Jahan Dotson, Parker Washington, Keandre Lambert Smith. I think this is a good receiving core. I think the O line, yes, 3 of 5 starters back, but I still think you're in a better spot than you were a year ago. The offensive line will be improved. The offense charted 54th scoring offense in the country, 55th rushing, 40th passing, 37th overall, Patty. See, second in yardage in the Big Ten. And that's what I'm talking about. I think they're going to be improved. I think they're going to be, I just think they're a dangerous team.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like they should have scored more points. 37th in total offense, like you said, 54th in scoring offense. So it's kind of like, you know,
they left a lot of points out there.
Yeah, that's right. Same thing defensively. 17th defense in the country in yardage, 55th in scoring defense.
Yeah.
It's like last
year was just a crazy year, man. Yeah. I think it's an outlier. We've touched on this in our preseason things. I know we touched on maybe LSU being an outlier, but I think Penn State even more so.
Yeah. They should have been, they could have eased. I mean, when you think about their losses, the 1 point overtime loss by a millimeter to Indiana. A 7 point loss at Nebraska. That's a tough one. And then keeping it pretty respectable against Ohio State, who was in the national championship, only lost by 13. So
yeah, I think this seems a lot better than what
I mean, you saw what Ohio State did to Clemson. Penn State kept it closer than that. I'm not saying Penn State's,
but that's why you need a large playoffs.
Yeah.
Penn State could probably beat Clemson.
Maybe
some years. Yeah. I think this defense, yes. I mean, on paper, can you looking back and saying, oh, they only return, you know, 5 starters from a season ago. That's not entirely true, especially when you consider who got some reps, who didn't, the transfers coming in. I kind of, I'm kind of bullish on them. I like Ellis Brooks and Brandon Smith in the linebacking core. I like Joey Porter Jr. in the secondary. I just think this team is much better than what people are thinking they are. The win total is at 8.5, Patty C. How are those recruiting rankings doing?
Well, real quick, let me touch on, I just want to say Brent Pry, been there for a while. Defensively, their stats over the last 4 years, scoring 7, 23, 8, and last year all the way down to 55 in scoring defense. But again, like we said, set number 17. So we expect under Brent Pry, the defense to be in the top 15 to 20. And I expect them to return to that. And my guy, Anthony Poindexter, comes on.
Oh, I love it.
From Purdue as the assistant defensive coordinator, maybe eventually UVA's.
Anthony played safety at UVA, was drafted by the Cleveland Browns in the 7th round. Would have been a first round draft pick had he left in his junior year.
Yeah. Got did really his injured. ACL. Yeah. Terrible. All American, but yeah, eventually UVA's head coach potentially. But all that to say, I think the defense is in good hands. Recruiting wise, I believe they're also in good hands. The last 5 years, 15, 6, 12, 15, and 21 last year. So a little bit of a slide. But, you know, top 15 thereabouts recruiting on average. So I don't know. They're still, that's why they can't catch up. That's why they're not a truly elite school. They need to improve their recruiting. Sitting with the number two team in the country at this point, but again, once the whole cycle finishes up, they'll probably be down in that 10 to 15 range.
I just think they're much better than what we know them to be from last season. I think everyone's saying, "Oh, look at Penn State last season." I'm the win total, Patty C, 8.5.
Yeah.
Surprised by that number at all?
Not really. I mean, just because you consider two of their cross division games are on the road against at Wisconsin and at Iowa. That makes it tougher. A tough non-conference game in Auburn. And then obviously you have a trip to Ohio State and Michigan on the schedule. So, I mean, that may be even hard for them to get to 8, let alone 8.5.
But if you take out last season, right? We're basically saying, you know, then he would have had 4 straight years with over 8 wins.
Yeah. So he was
even at Vanderbilt, his last 2 years were 9 win seasons.
That's true. I mean, shoot, last 4 years, 11-3, 11-2, 9-4, and 11-2. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you would expect him based on that recent history.
And the year he had 9 wins, he lost the bowl game, so he had 9 in the regular season.
Yeah,
yeah. That's so true. I just blindly, I would be on the over here.
3 top 10 finishes in that 4 year stretch prior to this COVID season.
Can you imagine that new 12 team playoff? Please don't fuck this up, Texas. Can you imagine?
Penn State
a whiteout in
oh man State College
in December. Oh my God, that's what football should be. Patty
snow
C.
Whiteout. Oh,
I am
man.
All on board. I would be going to games there. I just
it's
on.
Almost a guarantee that it would happen. I mean, when you're looking at 2016 and 2017, they finished 7-8 in the AP postseason poll. So that would give them a home game in the playoffs.
Oh, please, please give us that. Okay, let's get to the schedule though. Week one, they are at Wisconsin, Patty C. And Wisconsin, I guess, is one of these ones you can make the case of with last year. Yeah. They're kind of like Penn State or LSU. They were just 4-3, and that was with them beating Wake Forest in a bowl game. So they were really 3-3 and weren't not that impressive. I mean, yes, they destroyed Michigan, but they needed an overtime win against a depleted Minnesota team to even go 3-3. They lost to Northwestern by 10. They lost to Indiana by 8. They got smacked by Iowa by 21. Are you buying into this Wisconsin thing?
I am. I think Wisconsin's going to be good again. I think this will be a super competitive game.
This is the best game of week one.
It might be. I mean, Georgia Clemson's better than this, but
well, it's better as far as top, but it doesn't have implications in your conference.
Yeah. This will almost certainly have big implications on the title race.
Like George, the reason why I think this is more important than Georgia Clemson is because if Georgia loses, they're still going to run the table.
If either one
SC
of them
East,
lose that game, they're still likely to make the playoffs.
Yes. Yes. So it's not as high stakes.
Yeah.
This is absolutely high stakes. I think Penn State's the better team right now,
but Camp Randall full stadium.
Give me the Nittany Lions.
Give me the Badgers.
Nice. I like this.
Yep.
Week two, Ball State, who this is a slippery spot.
Yeah.
Because it's right before Auburn.
Yeah.
and after Wisconsin, Ball State, I mean, a couple of years ago, they played at Notre Dame, lost by, it was a one score game.
Yeah.
And defending, they won the MAC last year.
Yeah. That's right.
Mike Newsbunch.
Could be a letdown / look ahead game with Wisconsin the week before and Auburn the following week. Do not sleep.
Well, I'll put it like this. If they lose to Wisconsin, they won't sleep on Ball State. If they beat Wisconsin,
they might be in hangover mode.
Watch out. Watch out for the Cardinals. I'll give this one to Penn State. I got them at 2-0.
That's true. Well, if they lose in heartbreaking fashion, I could see a Virginia Tech situation.
Yeah.
Like Boise and JMU circa 2011. Ball State, don't sleep, but I got to give them the win there. 1-1, I say.
I got them at 2-0, and they're home to Auburn.
This is an interesting game.
Very interesting to see where Harsin is, but look, all they get is Akron and Alabama State before Penn State. It's a whiteout. I am on Penn State.
I'm on Penn State.
I got them at 3-0. Then they're home to Villanova, a good FCS team that you're familiar with in the CAA, Patty C.
There you go.
That's still a win.
The only in-state game they are playing, despite Penn State being their most played rival, or Pittsburgh rather being their most played rival of all time, and by a large margin. Think of it, listen to this. All-time games played: Pittsburgh 93, Syracuse 71, number 3 West Virginia at 55.
They should play Pitt every year.
They should play Pitt every year, and it's so stupid that they don't. Maybe
once
that's
again,
something.
Bullshit realignment.
Maybe Pitt goes to the to the Big Ten. Unlikely though, they don't bring a market that Penn State doesn't already have, and that's what it's all about: money, money, money. So, that said, Penn State obviously beats.
I got them at 4-0. You got them at 3-1.
Yeah,
home to Indiana. This is a guarantee.
That they get this.
I guarantee you they beat Indiana.
I'm quite certain as well.
I got them at 5-0.
Yeah.
Unfortunately though, they travel to the land of decapitated blowjobs in Iowa.
Yep.
Kinnick Stadium. Iowa's winning this game.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Penn State, didn't they get that last play of the game touchdown to win by one a few years back? So that could happen again. Penn State has just enough time. I mean, John Dodson is a true playmaker. So if he gets off, but that Iowa defense is stingy, I expect another low scoring game and Iowa to edge them out.
Is it John or Jahan? I always wondered.
That's a good question. It might be John.
Yeah, I don't know. But I feel like I've heard announcers say it both.
Gotcha.
I'm on Iowa.
We're allowed to say it wrong. We're idiots.
Yeah. Trust me. My name's Corey. They get a bye week. Then they're hosting Bielma and the Illini. That's a win.
Yeah. Homecoming. What? I don't know. That won't be the whiteout.
So I got them at 6-1.
And well, Auburn will probably be the whiteout, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You
got
to figure.
I got them at 6-1. Then they're at Ohio State, 6-2, Patty C.
Yeah. I got them with 3 losses at that point.
Then they are at Maryland, back to back away, but Maryland did beat them last year. Revenge is going to happen, Patty.
That will happen. Although I think Tagovailoa will make it a little bit of an interesting game potentially, but I still think Penn State gets this done.
Yes, and then they're home to Michigan,
back to back road game though, with that Ohio State and Maryland.
So. No one's afraid of Maryland, but Texas. Texas is the only school in the nation that's afraid of Maryland. Right. They're calling shots. Meanwhile, Texas, the 6th best team in the Big 12 over the past 8 years. They got a lot of nerve calling the shots. I got them beating Michigan at Beaver Stadium.
I do too. I think Beaver. That'll be a big game for Harbaugh too. So I expect everything that Michigan's got, but I think Penn State's just better at this point. So.
And you want a tricky one? Let's go. Saturday, November 20th, Rutgers coming to town. This is a slippery game.
That's right.
It's a slippery game.
Rutgers might not be able to compete with Ohio State for a few years, but they're not that far
behind.
It's a
slippery game. Shiano, and that's personal to him. He was, you know, he was at Penn State for a while there.
Yeah.
Then at Michigan State. I got this team at 10-2, 9-3-ish.
Yeah, I'm going to say 9-3.
I think 10-2. I have them at 10-2.
Okay, and that's very doable. I mean, beating Wisconsin or Iowa on the road is not impossible for a team as talented as Penn State, with a quarterback as, I guess, experienced as Sean Clifford is.
What's the worst case scenario?
7-5.
Is he on the hot seat next year if he's 7-5?
It's starting to warm up. It's going in the wrong direction.
Because then he would be 11-10 in the past 2 years. If you go 7-5,
that's bad, but he's had some very good years. But yes, that would put him on the hot seat, I think. Let me take a look at their 2022 non-conference schedule. Includes a road trip to Auburn, so that could be a problem. I don't know. I think he'll be fine. I think
10-2.
Yeah.
Watch out, Ohio State.
Yeah, I would enjoy that greatly. If there's a year to catch Ohio State, this is probably it. And if you're Penn State, you need to catch them soon. Ohio State winners of 8 of the last 9 in this rivalry.
All eyes on that Wisconsin game week one.
Yeah, that could be a
and kudos to the Big Ten for actually opening up the season with conference games. A lot of the other conferences out there too pussy to do that.
Yeah.
So
Big Ten,
kudos to the Big Ten.
Really stepping up.
I'm on the over. Patty C's on the over too. It seems like, right? That's a guarantee. Okay. Yeah. I actually think it's one of the better plays.
Yeah. I think I would be surprised if they didn't cover. I'm not, there is enough meat on that schedule that it's going to be, you know, they're going to have to be good to do it, but I think they are good. So I think they do it, but is there a chance that they have a special season here?
Yes.
There's just too many question marks after last year for me to believe.
I just think at Iowa and at Ohio State are two of the toughest places in the nation.
And at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's just too much. And in a 4-team playoff, they're going to get bit at least twice. And that usually precludes you from making that little invitational.
Yeah. All right, folks, if you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe. We're breaking down every college football team. Yes, there is an episode out there already on Ball State and Illinois and Maryland and Ohio State and Michigan, because we are on the letter P right now. We're going alphabetically. So there's a lot of fucking episodes out. All right. But we're going through all 130 teams. Each team will have a podcast. Some of them having 2.0s. Maybe Penn State will be one of those, because I am bullish on the Nittany Lions this year. So subscribe, tell a friend, please. Come on. What are you doing? Also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Penn State, interesting. They go out, they hire Purdue's assistant coach, Matt Painter's assistant. I think that'll be interesting. Can I fucking talk? It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out at Penn State. I think it's a good hire. I think this year, maybe outside of the NCAA tournament, but the Big Ten is loaded. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. That's got its own feed. We talk college basketball year round over there. Penn college football year round over here.
Penn State's inability to be like a high end basketball program, little surprising.
Yeah,
little surprising.
Not since the Crispin brothers, where they went to the Sweet 16. But maybe they can get it going. Maybe they can get it. It's easy to see a tide turn, Petty.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
But yeah, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience, and subscribe to the College Football Experience, because we talk college football year round here on this podcast. And look, me, Patty C, NC Nick, we've been over 500 picking every single Division I college basketball and college football game for the past 4 years. Yeah, think about that. For the past 4 years, we have never had a losing season.
We picked
for each
every
sport,
single game
independently and obviously as a collective. We're also way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that for free on the SGPN app. Download that app. You're going to get all of our picks, all of our podcasts, not only ours, other podcasts out there. We just had Phil Steele on the show talking Penn State. So check that out. And look, you also get all of our content. I ranked all 130 coaches in the college football FBS. I got top 10 hardest schedules out. NC Nick got win totals for every conference. All those articles are over there. You're going to get all that for free. So download the SGPN app. It's free to download in the App Store or Google Play Store. And when you download it, go give us a 5-star review on that App Store and say some nice things about us. If you do that, take a screenshot. Find me on Twitter at @TheColbyD. Give me a follow. Show me that screenshot. And we're sending you out a college football or college basketball experience t-shirt, brand new. All right. Brand spanking new at @TheColbyD. Give me a follow. Patty C's on Twitter at @PattyC831. NC Nick's on Twitter at @NC_NICK. And the College Football Experience is on Twitter at @TCE on SGPN. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at @TheSGPNetwork. Follow all of those. Yes. Don't just let it, just do it. Let it ride.
Right.
Let it ride. All right.
Get your follow on.
Yes. And look, sometimes work blocks you from having some fun. Download the SGPN app, but also download the Slack app, search for Sports Gambling Podcast. That channel is a ton of fun. You could talk all different sports.
We'll have you covered for who's winning the karate match, the ninth grade karate match in Tokyo. All right. Look, I'm telling you, every little match, just get into the Slack channel. It's a lot of fun. All right. This is the College Football Experience, Penn State Nittany Lion style. We're both on the over. You better start thinking about yours. And we are.